Brad.
I'm Glenn.
And I'm Christina.
And I'm Adam.
All right, we are back, and by that sound...
Welcome back.
Hi.
We are going to do a little bit Stargate Louisville. We all have our frosty adult beverages, ironically enough.
Adult beverages.
We're going 3-1. Christina, what are you drinking?
I have England's dry cider, Strongbow cider.
All right, I have the same.
Yeah. Ditto.
And I have Bluegrass Brewing Company's American Pale Ale.
He'd be good at those In a World commercials.
In a world
where pale ale reigns supreme.
But speaking of Bluegrass Brewing Company and Louisville, we're going to do a little Stargate Louisville chatter here.
That was a stretch.
I work at it here. But Adam has... finally managed to power his way through.
He did it faster than any human could possibly.
No. He watched it on Fast Forward, didn't you?
But
he powered his way through all 10 seasons of Stargate SG-1, the two movies Continuum, and I can't remember.
Arc of Truth.
Thank you very much. Now going on 5 seasons of Stargate Atlantis.
Yes, and I am up to, well, like, besides having not seen the most recent episode, I am up to date.
Be the 10th episode, as of this recording, which would be the 10th episode of season 5.
Which was totally awesome, that cliffhanger, god damn it.
Yeah, definitely.
Do not talk about that.
I will not.
The only thing I really will say is that Michael Shanks guest stars.
He's lovely.
And it was very cool.
So, Christina's giddy.
He's lovely. Smart turns me on. I can't help it.
I've thoroughly enjoyed all of the entire run of Stargate. Each episode has been great. SG-1 was phenomenal. Season 10 kind of getting wrapping up was wrapping up.
Marina was much better as the whore.
Yeah.
She can't really act. No.
Marina, no. You are so hot. I love you.
We've met her.
But, bastard.
But you don't care if she can act.
You just can't. I'm sorry.
She was a pissed.
I love you. You're so hot. But I'm sorry.
He wants to have her babies.
God, yes.
I'm more of a Kaylee fan myself.
So, anyway, moving on. The movies were pretty good. Continuum was better than Arc of Truth, but Arc of Truth was entertaining. It was entertaining. Atlantis took a while for me to really get into. Season 1, I kind of had to, watch.
Power, sure, yeah.
I had, kind of had to watch it. It's not like I really wanted to watch it, but
it took a little while.
Yeah. Season 2, starting to get better. Season 3, great. Season 4, getting pretty good. There were some episodes in there that were just kind of, whatever.
I wouldn't say complaint because, still the worst Stargate's still better than a lot of the crap that's on TV.
Exactly.
Is that there've been a lot of bottle type episodes where it's been a lot tight, very self-contained episodes. A lot of what seem to be standalone episodes.
Yep,
they've been good.
Yeah,
the one with Rodney. His sister was awesome.
Ooh, that was great.
I love her and him together.
Yeah, they're hysterical.
They are great. It's like me and my sister.
They need to be at Dragon Con.
You have to ask yourself, though, when did they know that the season was going to be canceled as opposed to when they filmed? Maybe they did on purpose. So there wouldn't be a whole big arc of a story that they didn't have time to finish.
Yeah.
Is it getting canceled mid-season?
No. Okay. It's season 5. They're going to do the same thing that they've done with SG-1.
They're not renewing it.
It's going on to do movies. And there is going to be a third series, Stargate Universe, which seems to be a lot like Star Trek Voyager.
Yeah.
The thing is, though,
which could be good done right.
I'm still worried.
Yeah, I am.
Look at how long they have had the Wraith go on, and look at how long the Replicators and the Ori. You don't if you know your season's going to be over and that's it. You don't want to carry that character into those characters into the movie, so you want to wrap it up with little monsters here.
Yeah, I hope they wrap, but from what I hear, it's going to do the same thing as SG-1, end without wrapping up the storyline. The first movie will
Yeah.
Do that. I did not like that. I
need some closure for a TV series. I need some type of
the
closure.
Next to last episode of SG-1 would have been a perfect season ender. The one where they you know, had do all these, spend all those years trapped on the ship or whatever, can't get back and all that. And they finally fix the
aging
timeline.
Of Teal'c episode.
Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would have been a good season ender because everything ends. There's some good closure on that. But no, they go one episode more and then end without wrapping up the Ori storyline.
I thought that was.
But they did wrap up the Ori storyline with Arc of Truth.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah.
But that was that the movies be separate entity. Like,
again, though, you have to ask yourself when in the course of filming did they know that the 10th season was going to be their last?
Episode 200, actually.
Maybe they were halfway through the season and realized they weren't going to have enough time to finish it.
Episode 200, when they had the 200th celebration, apparently that's when they found out that they were getting
that's
canceled
for
SG-1.
That's when Kiss of Death, Stargate Louisville came out, and
pretty much, yeah.
That same week.
Stargate Louisville,
the
podcast.
Really?
Yeah. Stargate Louisville, the segment.
Within days.
Different story.
Within a day, yeah.
So,
it's...
But, okay, here's my question. And ladies, let me know what you think. I like John Shepard more than I like Cameron Mitchell. I love Ben Browder, Crichton.
Still
the
same character to me.
But I love Shepard. I think he reminds me a little bit of Mulder. Just the way he...
If they were to cast it now?
He would totally be...
Who would play his Scully? Yeah,
that would be a hard choice to me, but... I just like him. I think he's a dork. I think he's cute.
You just like him because he wore the vampire panda shirt.
I want a vampire panda shirt. If that's like a... I liked him from the beginning.
He wore the shirt. It had a panda on it, and it looked like the panda had vampire teeth.
If that's a band that I don't know about, can somebody let me know? Because I really like a shirt like that.
So yeah, send her a shirt.
Send me the shirt. Just tell me where to get it.
Send her the shirt. No. That way you don't have to pay for it.
It's all right. I don't want people sending me stuff.
Free is good.
People are nice to me already.
Yeah, I know. Or at least a link. Email Christina at podculture.net or look on the website. Large, extra large size shirt. So.
Yes, because, yeah. Let's not talk about that.
So what do you think of the... It seems to me that when SG-1 went off the air, they kind of retooled Atlantis a little bit, and it became a little more like SG-1.
As far as team cohesion or
formulaically,
story?
I think formulaically it's bound to happen when you have a situation
you
like that. It's
fill
bound
in
to
that
happen. Yeah,
void. Mm-hmm. You know that you lost. Still not entirely sure why they felt it necessary to kill off Dr. Beckett and then
my
bring
boyfriend
him back
Dr. Beckett
inexplicably.
I still
that seemed
save
kind of a stretch to me the way they brought him back. Cool, but.
It was a stretch.
It was a stretch. It was like, oops.
I can tell you what that was, and I'll probably get emails correcting me on that. But I can almost guarantee you that was to appease the fans that got pissed when Carson was killed off.
Oh, but why do it in the first place?
I'm raising my hand. I was pissed.
He was the coolest Scottish character since Scotty.
Damn right. I loved his
in
little,
a sci-fi show.
I loved his little calendar with a sheep on it.
Yeah.
In his little cube.
He was Scottish. Of course it's sheep.
I love him so much. No, and I love the fact that
Ian's going to kill me now. Or Stuart.
Stuart, kick him.
They could have avoided all
the junk
these problems if they had just quit after the first movie.
No. No.
They wanted to make it a trilogy.
Yeah.
They wanted to make two more.
Okay, Adam, here's my question. Jewel or Paul McGillian? As a doctor, not as because she's hot, which she is, but as a doctor, Carson Beckett or Jennifer, what's her face?
As a doctor, no doubt.
As a
Carson.
Doctor, Carson.
Carson,
yeah,
no doubt.
Absolutely.
But she's very pretty.
But who would I rather?
Operate on you.
She knows her stuff.
She can operate on me any day.
Can I have
exactly.
If you have Jewel, can I have Paul?
Okay.
Deal.
You might have to fight Wiki for that one.
I'll take her down. Broken hand and all.
But I'm glad he's back.
Me too. Or
at least occasionally. He's popped up.
Yeah, he pops up occasionally.
Me too.
Not that he was, you know, a huge, you know,
element.
I don't know, element, you know, beforehand, which was, I really wish they would have done more with him, but...
He was the heart, though. I mean, he was so... No matter what the baddie was...
Caring, and he's...
No matter how bad the baddie was, rock, if they were bleeding, you know, he was there.
Yeah.
And I would, with... with Jules' character...
The words don't sound right coming out of her mouth.
Well, that too. But I would have almost rather it have been somehow her character that she played in season two, I think.
As the Wraith.
As the Wraith. That, yeah. Wraith character.
Yeah.
That,
you know,
because
awesome. they did the experiment and stuff. They
trying to get her turned to human.
And since,
yeah.
it was Paul,
like that, yeah.
And since it was Carson Serum in the first place.
Right.
That would have been symmetry.
If somebody yeah. could have been just with milder makeup, right. you know, they could have done it. I would have liked that, I think, a little better. I
was kind of hoping, because going into watching Atlantis, you know, I heard that Jewel was a main character, how it was when I heard about it. And when I got to that episode, when I was watching it, she was the Wraith. And I was like, what? Okay. This is different. Maybe she'll come back. But at the end of that episode, they kill her. I was like, what? Or she died, or what, you know, whatever happened. So I thought maybe somehow she came back, but no, she.
I was
kind of
hoping
character.
They were going to go down that route.
That would have been awesome.
That would have been neat.
I really would have liked that, because that character was so neat.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty.
She didn't want to be a race. She wanted to be a person, and she wanted to go into town, and she wanted to be treated equally.
And that's the one thing I did regret about Dragon Con, with having seen all four of them, all four, you know, Jewel, Marina.
Alan and Nathan,
they were all on the same panel, is no one really talked to Jewel about Stargate.
Mm-hmm. They were both on the Stargate panels, though, that we missed.
Yeah, and I would like to see what did she think about having been on Atlantis before and then coming back to the same show as a different character.
Again, had we been to those panels, she probably didn't answer
Probably did, and if someone recorded that,
send us
the file.
Yeah.
I think that happens a lot with TV series, though. I think they have an actor on, and they really just gel with the cast or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then when they have another new character come up that could be an addition to the cast, they think, hey, remember that person we got along with or did a really good job or whatever, and they just bring him in.
Well,
I think it's a pretty common thing.
What's his name? He played the chief on BSG. He's been on Smallville
I liked him better
once,
on Smallville.
Twice now, I think.
I like him better on Smallville.
Huh. Different character.
I know they've
had a couple BSG folks on there, and one of them's been on two different characters. I have to think about that.
Here's my question too. I really, really hope. I know they're already filmed and done with, but I really, really hope that Woolsey comes into his own before the end of the show.
He kind of is.
Because he's just trying to find his place, and he, like the episode today,
he's got
which
such
not,
potential.
It's
I
not
think.
Spoiling anything, but like he's trying to write this speech today in the episode that was on this week, and he's just. Struggling with it.
Just once, I wanted him, you know, Jewel to character to try to tell him something, and for him to turn to her and go, "Please state the nature of your medical emergency."
No, but I really hope like they've made him be a little bit bumbling, and they've made him be a little bit a fish out of water. No pun intended. But I really hope that in the next 10 episodes that he really solidifies the fact that he can handle it.
Yeah, I didn't like the idea of him being. You know, head of Atlantis, you know, when Carter left. But they've really kind of...
I like
they've turned it around
I
a little
like
bit.
Him.
And they've given him, you know, a heart or, you know, an understanding.
Right, because he played a jerk for so long.
Yeah,
But he was a... He was cool. I kind of liked him.
Yeah,
as,
he was interesting.
He was the Naimi.
He was better than some of the guys that they've had on there.
You could tell, though, he had to play the game. You know, the bureaucracy and stuff like that.
Right.
But he didn't really want to, but he had to.
And he's kind of learning to do that a little differently
on
Atlantis.
Things
don't operate the same way in the Pegasus
beyond,
Galaxy.
Yeah, he's learned to stretch beyond, you know, the rules and regulations
and
stuff like
that.
That
just hit me. What? We're talking Stargate Louisville, right?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Pegasus Galaxy.
Horses.
Pegasus.
That's Louisville.
You got the whole Pegasus Parade and all that stuff. I'm telling you. It's a natural.
Hey.
Okay, I completely derailed the discussion.
No. I just hope they wrap it up nicely. I'm just pissed it's going to be over.
Yeah.
Like this whole episode we watched today, the whole time I'm going, damn it, I don't want it to be over.
It was Michael Shanks And because he had Daniel and was teamed up with Rodney throughout most of the whole episode.
And they're stuck together. Freaking
They were hilarious.
I wish they would have thrown Sam in just for shits and giggles. Cause I love them together. I wish they would have mentioned
and Claudia Black.
I wish they would have mentioned
Claudia Black stuck with Rodney would be hilarious.
He'd be so in love with her. I wish. Speaking of,
I know he's in love with
Rodney.
I wish they would have.
Rodney likes blondes though.
I wish they would have not pinpointed, but I wish they would have mentioned every now and then in passing about his thing for her.
Yeah,
just not like as a running joke. Even just
they did a couple of times. I have to tell you, I'm seeing someone now.
That was last season once.
And then, like when he was like designing something like the replicator or something like mm-hmm. that, and he was gonna give her like short
blonde hair.
Hair or something like that. It's just like that's funny.
But yeah, talking about all this. What do you think of the love triangle that sprung up now on Atlantis?
Ronan, Rodney, and Jennifer.
She's such a whore. I know I've used that word a lot today, but go on.
Do not turn her into the Atlantean bicycle.
I think she might be.
Please.
Yeah, not for her. It's hysterical because you have Ronan Dex and Rodney McKay, who are about the two most opposite characters on Atlantis.
Yeah, Clark Kent and Superman.
I like how he walks in and Ronan's practicing or sparring or whatever, and he's talking to him about, what are your intentions?
There's a great scene with Rodney. It's in passing, but there's a great moment with Rodney and Ronan. It's just hilarious.
It's very brief, but it's good. I'm going to miss them so much.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss Zelenka.
Maybe Zelenka will go and be like the chief engineer on Stargate Universe.
In love with him.
That'd be interesting.
He's just a dork, and I love him.
He is. There's some good scenes with him.
I love when he swears.
He kind of gets on my nerves.
I like Zelenka. Zelenka's hysterical.
And he really is. I mean, his family lineage really is.
Yeah, he doesn't have the accent,
So when he swears and stuff, really,
Oh, that's neat.
Cool.
He's actually Canadian. Surprise. Why aren't we living in Canada? I'm telling you.
Might be.
Yeah, that's soon. True. In the next couple of months, we might be moving. Well,
Canada's to
blame. Ashley,
Canada?
We're coming.
Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley, we're coming to live with you.
I don't know about that. I want her kicking my ass in every video game imaginable.
Come on. You've kicked my ass in Rock Band this past week.
It's because you broken hand.
I'll help you out.
All right.
Gosh.
All right. Well, I think that kind of...
tell us what you think about
what's going on this past couple of seasons. Yeah.
Are your thoughts on the new series as well? Stargate Universe.
Because I keep hearing that it's going to be pretty much all new cast, and then there's going to be like one person that's been on Stargate before. Coming on there, and
Walter.
They released a character.
It's going to be Walter.
Not too long ago.
Yeah, I have to look it up, but it's Gate Trek Voyager or something.
Gate.
I don't know. Well, universe. I didn't like Atlantis at first because I was being a brat that it wasn't SG-1.
Yeah.
So I got into Atlantis, and now I love Atlantis, and I'm being a brat that this new thing is in Atlantis, so maybe I'll
and
like it.
We'll talk about it, and we'll bitch about it, but we'll still probably
watch the damn show. Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Please, twist my arm. Please don't, it's broken.
We'll stick with it and get fall in love with it.
And then they'll cancel
get
it.
Get pissed
and
off
have
when
another,
they cancel it.
5 seasons later.
Yep.
Hey, right. You know what? If I can get 5 seasons of anything nowadays, I'm happy.
Well, one thing I didn't get a chance to bring up was, people complaining about SG-1 being canceled after 10 seasons. It really only had a 5-season run on Sci-Fi Channel, or excuse me, soon to be Beyond.
Boo.
So really, Atlantis being canceled after 5 seasons,
it sounds like we're being ungrateful, but and we're not. We're glad to have anything that good for that long. It's just sad when something that good has to be over.
Most sci-fi shows to run 5 seasons. That's a pretty healthy run for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Can we just take back the last couple seasons of Smallville and give them to Stargate Atlantis?
I'd trade it in a heartbeat.
Me too.
Or at least selected episodes. Because there was some good stuff, like Justice. But this is Stargate Louisville, not
Smallville. We're just complaining that we want the shows back to stay longer. That's all.
Smallville.
Stargateville. Smallgate. Starville.
Smallgateville.
Smallgate.
Smallgate.
It sounds like the adult beverages are kicking in.
Yep.
So let's.
You know, sad thing is we're this stupid all the time.
Yeah. So let's take a break. Sober up. Helping. And we will be back with more right after this.
We're not sleeping for
beer, ale.
There's an unauthorized incoming transmission from
SPL. And we had a little bit of an addendum into that Stargate Louisville segment.
Yes.
We're recording this the following day where Adam has watched the mid-season cliffhangering bastard that is season 5 of Stargate Atlantis.
Spoiler alert.
What the hell? Come on. Gosh. You have to do that. I mean, it's... That
holy cow! Talk about epic blue marks.
He didn't blow it out though. That was good.
Needs to. They need to play the next part of the season right now. How long do we have to wait?
I'm not sure, but it may be a while.
3-4 weeks.
Who knows? It could be a while. Because Sanctuary is taking its place right now. I think
It's like a meth patch, but it's
the
not good enough.
The longer it is, the angrier I get.
Well, they're all done. They're all in the can.
Let's go to Vancouver and do some hunting.
Yeah.
So,
I didn't see the Wraith thing.
As
really
in searching,
coming.
Not as in shooting.
That was different with the whole the device that hones into their hyperspace.
Yeah.
Frequency and
they've had that under their noses the entire time.
Yeah.
My question is, they've done all this analysis of the city of Atlantis. Okay. Yeah. You know, they've done measurements. They've done all this. You'd would they not would have realized that that one hallway is shorter on the inside?
Space.
Shorter on
there's
the inside
a lot of
the
city they don't investigate
no,
all the time.
No, they've been there 5 years.
Yeah,
I'm sure they've done analysis scans and all this crap.
With all the alien technology they have now
but if it's,
that they picked up.
Yeah, I guess if it's cloaked in some way, if that frequency thing...
Well, no, they would have realized, even if they couldn't see that
been,
there was a space there.
Power. A little bit of a power drain, right?
Because not so much. If it didn't activate until they walked in and they did the little NBC chime.
Yeah.
That was my idea. Don't take that idea.
Well, I steal from the best. But they still would have realized that the hallway ends shorter than what the...
I just like seeing...
A neat idea for the door and everything. Oh, yeah.
I like seeing Daniel and Rodney together.
That was pretty cool. I really enjoyed their
interaction.
You don't
make more than I do, do you?
Do you? Yeah. No, I love them together.
Yeah. Daniel's just cool.
I love him.
To have
I
around.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. Geeky Daniel or badass Daniel?
Geeky Daniel.
I don't know. Needing all the Kleenex Daniel?
Yeah.
Geeky Daniel.
I kind of like the badass Daniel. Like, he's... Of course, then there's the times where he's just in between.
Oh, you didn't like the white linen suit, Daniel? Ascended Daniel?
Mm-mm.
I like the shirts that say "Ascend This."
Not really. I've been seeing those.
I almost bought one of those at Dragon Con this year.
That's funny.
So yeah, that was a hell of a cliffhanger.
Yeah, it was. Just to see all the glass and the explosion and crap come out of the tower.
It's like
the second time they've blown up the tower. Well, they didn't blow it up, but they pretty severely damaged it.
You can imagine who, you know. How they get the contractors there to fix all this crap up.
Really? Of course, they had the replicators to do it the first time. It's
but
like, they'll build it back.
If the gate's blown up.
Oh, they've got plenty of gates.
They go steal one from another. They've solved
that. No, they've got that whole road, the midway.
No,
that blew up.
Well, I know the midway station blew up,
mm-hmm.
but they've still got all those stargates in between.
So they get the Daedalus to grab a gate and just tow it back.
Yeah. No problem.
What was the planet that Taylor's people are from that now they're all gone?
Oh, yeah, but what? Yeah, wasn't that the planet they left Atlantis on?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because Atlantis isn't on the same planet it was when the series started.
They moved.
Crap. Yeah, but I do like the Ronan and Rodney thing.
Ronan, Rodney.
Oh, my God.
That whole love triangle.
Hey, where are y'all going?
Yeah.
And that was just a look.
Like, what do you mean us?
Okay.
You mean we? Yeah.
I could see the Ronan smile.
Yeah.
And just kept on walking.
She's such a hobang.
Yeah. Brain. That's the epitome of brain versus brawn.
Yes.
Right there.
Yes, it is.
Very cool. So.
See, now, damn it, they better work that out before the end of the season because I want to know who wins.
Hanging. And they can't. They're can't not. Save
it's going to be continued into the movie.
Save that for the
I
movie.
I want to know who it. She probably will pick somebody totally random on some other planet. She won't want either one of them. That, she'll pick somebody else.
Sean Marr will show up as a doctor.
Something will.
God.
That'd be funny.
Well, can we kill her?
That
off?
Would be hilarious.
Or no, a mechanic. So yeah. Then they would have changed
right.
roles or
they
something.
They would have changed roles.
You boys are sad.
Oh, that would be. That'd
I'm
be
still
awesome.
Bitter about.
You write them or something.
I can't.
Bad.
I cannot embrace her as a character because she took over for
Lifetime
Carson.
Movies, I think.
Yeah. That's what, he was in Ghost Whisperer as well. Yeah.
Yeah, well, the other J Lo.
I cannot. I just can't embrace
Jen Lo.
Hewitt.
I just can't embrace her as the doctor after Carson. I just can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
I like her.
I like her as a character, just not as
they need
the
more
hot
chicks on the show.
Yeah, exactly. Just not she.
She should not have
replace.
Taken his place. No, it should have been somebody, some other role that she filled.
She doesn't seem like the head of
she's
you know
not
anything.
The head
she
of
doesn't
anything.
Have the authority. You
no,
know, she's too
poor me. I can't do it.
Yeah, exactly. She's too.
But they
reserved.
Needed another hot chick on the show.
Yeah, but she could have been something else besides the head doctor. I think the lady
is the only the psychiatrist or whatever.
Yeah, she would have been a
killed.
Great psychiatrist. That I would have believed because she's very empathetic. She's very.
Well,
I would have
why would the
that.
Psychiatrist go on the away missions?
She didn't have to go on the away missions.
I think they should have the doctor that Carson took over for when he exploded should have been the head of.
He got splody.
Remember when she had a migraine and he said, uh-huh. "Go rest. I'll take over here." I think she should have been the head.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
like
or
they
could have brought what's her name from that was the doctor from SG-1 afterwards.
Yes, Mrs. Michael Shanks.
Yeah,
sorry,
she's spoken for.
I know, lucky bastard,
Daniel Jackson.
the season 5 mid-season cliffhanger of Atlantis.
Bastards!
Damn you!
All right.
Which I guess is the definition of a good show when you care
if
so
it keeps
much.
If you have such strong emotion, after something like that, and you just want to see more, then they're doing their job.
Not
so
for
good
much
job,
longer.
But damn you, damn you to hell!
All right, we're going to take a break, and we will really be back with more pod culture right after this.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways, like these email addresses.
You can email any one of us at Brad, Glenn with two N's, Christina, or Adam at podculture.net.
And if you want to reach us the old-fashioned way,
that address would be Pod Culture, P.O. Box 20255, Louisville, Kentucky, 40250-0255.
You can also give us a call on the Pod Culture voicemail line, and that phone number is 1-206-338-3POD. That is 1-206-338-3763.
There are also the official Pod Culture forums and the comments section of each episode, all of which have links at the website www.podculture.net.
So drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3. Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.